Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble in Dalgety Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Alistair Finlay, who is a class teacher at Bearsden Primary School. Welcome to Edutalk, Alistair.
Hello, thank you.
And we're just going to hear a bit about Alistair's practice, particularly around kind of outdoor learning and kind of engaging young people in the classroom. And also in terms of languages. So just to start off with, Alistair, could you kind of give listeners a brief background to your career in teaching so far?
Yeah, I started teaching in 2010 after doing the postgrad at Glasgow University. And I did my probationary year up in Kirriemuir and Angus. I was one of the ticker of the boxers. And ended up there, and then I worked in Angus for 5 years in three different schools up there. And probably while I was in Angus, working in a primary school called Murrows, I developed a lot of outdoor learning skills there in a smaller school in the country, and learned a lot from a lot of the staff that were fantastic in that school. Taught a range of stages, not P1, but everything else in between. And more recently now, after getting married, moved to Bearsden, and working. I've been here for 2 years, and just continuing to develop my use of outdoor learning in the classroom because of the high engagement I see with it, but also beginning to try to use French and Spanish more in the classroom to engage languages. So, yeah, a brief kind of summary of where I'm at now.
So, in terms of outdoor learning, can you maybe just let listeners know what you kind of mean by that, and then maybe a couple of examples of when you found that such approaches have been really engaging for young people.
Yeah, well, an example at the minute actually is, we're doing the rainforest as a topic in Primary 6. And I think it's really easy to jump straight into a topic like rainforest and go straight to Brazil, to the Amazon jungle, and look at all the amazing animals and kind of take it from an approach of looking at videos and just doing things in the classroom. But when you're doing a topic like rainforest, the Forestry Commission in Scotland is huge. And actually, we live in a climate in Scotland where the temporal rainforest is more rare than rainforests across tropical parts of the world. So in Primary 6, we've taken an approach of trying to get outside as much as we can to look at a local forest in Scotland and then compare that to the rainforest of actually Colombia to try and tie in using Spanish as a language. So part of an example is this is... we're doing a book study at the minute by a woman. It's a book called Wolf Brother by a woman called Michelle Paver. And there's a pack that the Forestry Commission actually to schools, which gives you lessons and talks you through things. And in the book, the main character, Torak, goes on a journey through his kind of world. And he uses survival skills and he teaches the children about different plants that are used for medicinal values. Teaches the kids through the book about plants you can eat. We learn about animals in the process of that. And it's all done in a kind of Neolithic Scotland and looking at hunter-gatherers. So we've taken that book as our study at the minute for a rainforest topic. And then we've taken the kids out into local forests or into school in Bearsden. We work closely with Sustrans, who have and supply the school with 50 bikes. So we've had kids out on bike trips and been up in Mugdock Country Park, identifying different types of tree that we have here. We've been doing shelter building, and some of the kids have learned how to pick nettles without getting stung, and then they've even tried to make some nettle tea and how we taste of that. So that's what we're doing at the minute with outdoor learning that helps engage children, and they absolutely love it because it's not just being stuck in a classroom learning
it's much more about them being outside and kind of having a more hands-on approach to what Forest is.
And what do the young people say about these experiences? Obviously, Scotland's not blessed with the warmest of climates, but it sounds like they really enjoy being out in the fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a change from being in the classroom. You know, with lots of topics, there's opportunities to get outside and do things. But the children in my class absolutely love getting outside. And one of the things we're actually trying to look at as a school is trying to get a waterproof store in the school, so that if kids come in and trips are organised, we can actually still use outside. Because I think quite often people just use the weather in Scotland as an excuse not to go outside. And it's easy for an enthusiastic teacher to say, well, it's raining, let's go outside anyway. But actually, if we're prepared to be in the outdoors, the kids always love it. And one of the things actually that you talk to other staff are like when you do this, not the kids but the staff, is you always remember when you've been on a school trip or when you've done something outside from the past. And it's very interesting that even for adults and teachers, the engagement for them when they were outside is massive. So if we're remembering those situations, surely the kids now will remember those situations too. And yeah, like my class absolutely love it. I had a P2 class last year who went outside nearly every day. And it wasn't so much doing outdoor learning skills, but it was using the outdoors to help support things that I could do in the classroom. So, for example, one of the wee boys that I taught last year, his spelling massively improved last year because he was able to be outside and build things to help him with the spelling words. And for whatever reason, that really resonated with him. And it really helped to actually raise the attainment of that child because he was outside and he was engaged in what he was doing. So, you know, just wee things like that. For me, you know, helped me to realise that actually it's outdoor education is brilliant because the engagement is just really, really high.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how you go about planning these experiences, Alistair. You know, you're talking about a lot of different kind of subtopics within your kind of substantive topic of rainforest there, and then you're mentioning some organisations that you're working closely with. I suppose it's about building up networks and building up resources over the years, but can you give us an idea about how you go about planning these, whether that's week to week, term to term?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, every teacher knows with forward planning that we have to look at the outcomes and experiences and plan those learning experiences from that. I think really it comes from that. I think when you're looking at your forward planning, initially when you're planning anything that you're doing, all I've really done is looked at how can I take that opportunity outside. And actually, on the Curriculum for Excellence website, there's a document on there that has all the outcomes and experiences, and beside it there's a little tree, and that's the little tree signifies that's Curriculum for Excellence and Education Scotland recognising that outcome can be taken part with outside. And when you look at it, just about every outcome has a little tree beside it because it can all be done outside. So like a typical example was recently at maths we did data handling. So when I was doing my forward plan for that, I had all the outcomes that I needed to cover, and part of that is that the children have to go and gather data to be able to find information for whatever that might be. Now, lots of the time in school, you'll get kids coming to your class to gather data. It can be a bit disruptive sometimes. And I just thought, well, how can I take that outside? So we went down to the local park and we made little grids on the ground, and the children identified different species of plant that they could find in the ground, and they gathered that data. And then we linked that to other things, so then they were able to just make a graph, for example, with sticks and with things that they'd found outside. So all that just came from thinking about, in my forward plan, how can I link this to outdoor learning? And actually, when you sit down and think about all those outcomes, it's really, really easy to take what you're doing inside and just apply it to the outdoors.
And I would imagine that we're not taking sort of jotters and textbooks outside. So I'm just wondering, in terms of assessments and in terms of sort of benchmarks, would there be, you know, kind of journals or annotated photographs, or how would you capture evidence there?
We use Class Dojo at school quite a lot, which is great because the parents get a lot of flavour of what's going on in school. But I think photographs is brilliant, especially with outdoor learning. But actually, more than anything, the children will tell you their experience. And I think there's definitely a place for having written down assessment and recording of what is. Yes, there's an element of we do things outside, but yes, you need to be able to apply that skill in real life anyway, and that might not be outside, so you have to be able to do that thing you've done outside in your daughter anyway. But the engagement you get from being outside then hopefully will enthuse the child or whoever's doing the work to come back in inside and take that enthusiasm inside, because they've really got a good grasp and understanding of it. But I think for assessment procedures outside, it's about photographs and videos and sharing that. But kids sharing their learning experience and being able to talk about it, I think these are all valuable ways of assessing work.
And where does French and Spanish fit in then? Again, I think listeners would really appreciate maybe a couple of examples, either from your current or previous school.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm a... About a year ago, I was a completely non-Spanish... I didn't speak Spanish at all. And in Eastern Barnshire at the minute, we're trying to do French first as like the L2, the second language that we teach, and then Spanish as the third language. And when... In Bearsden, they're kind of in the process at the minute and across the Bearsden cluster of introducing Spanish to the primary classes for primary 5, 6 and 7. I happened to have a friend that was Spanish that lived in Madrid that I lived with when I was at university, but for the whole time I was friends with him in university, and over the past kind of 7 or 8 years, I never, ever, ever spoke Spanish. And for whatever reason, when the L3 became a thing and Spanish became what we're going to have to try and teach this, it just really captured me, and I just decided, well, actually, it's time that I started to learn this. And I think with the Spanish in my classroom, I just tried really hard to think of ways to engage children in language. So we use Playmobil Men quite often, and there's a really good app that you can use if you have school iPads that basically you can take photos of Playmobil Men, and you draw little faces on the Playmobil Men, and you can make them talk. And the children used iMovie to create Playmobil Men in different situations, just having basic Spanish conversation. So that was good fun, trying to kind of apply a Spanish context with technology and using that. I've also used Spanish actually quite a bit with the outdoors, and just one of the things that I do, I worked with WASDEC, the West of Scotland kind of Department of Education, and they do outdoor learning courses, but as part of that we were looking at how we could use language in outdoors. And simple things like learning the names of animals in a different language and talking about that, or having conversation when you're outside but trying to do it in a different language and trying to do things that way. There's a really good website as well for language learning called Linguascope, and I think that there's actually a little thing called Fantasy Football, and particularly some of the boys in my class have really loved going on, and it's kind of quite good because they think they're learning about football, but actually they're learning all the words about the food, about conversation, about whatever that you would need when you go to a football match. So actually the skills that they're learning through things like Linguascope are helping them with language skills as well. I think it's funny because you're a non-speaker, and then you have to try to learn this stuff a page ahead of the kids. And for whatever reason, I've ended up doing a Spanish degree from nothing. So I think it's really about your enthusiasm for anything, and if that can shine through, then the kids will enjoy it.
That's great to hear, Alison.
Chatterpix, that's the name of the app. Chatterpix. It's really good with the Playmobil Men.
And just coming into the last couple of minutes of the programme, and I understand, kind of following on from this, that you've also set up a website and a blog.
Yeah, so I have a wee Instagram account. It's called Wee Spanish. From teaching Spanish in school, I realised that actually I wanted to be better than the kids when I was teaching, and I didn't want to just be a page ahead of them. So I decided to go to university and start studying Spanish, so I go on Monday nights. But kind of from that, I thought, how can I help English speakers trying to learn Spanish to improve their Spanish skills? And I think my enthusiasm just kind of came through trying to help the kids. And there's blogs and stuff out online that help you to try to learn words and things. But a lot of the things on Wii Spanish are particularly related to school. So, Wii Spanish on Instagram will give you some ideas. And really on that, I just have pictures of things in the classroom that I've done or examples of work. I tag little words on top of the pictures sometimes to help other people learn that. I also created a little bit of a website. It's through Wix. So if you go to www.weespanish.wix.com/weespanish, there's a bit of a blog there that you can access through Instagram as well. There's resources on there that you can use for helping you teach Spanish in the classroom as well. So, yeah.
That's great, Alistair. And I'm just wondering, finally, what kind of advice you would give to teachers who maybe maybe not having too much confidence about going outdoors, or possibly because of the context or the environment that their school is in. You know, how would you encourage them to get started in terms of, you know, government or Education Scotland documents or any books or other resources or organisations that you can work with out there?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mayor's Den is actually a bit of a nightmare for outdoor learning because there's no green space in the school. We're all a tarmac playground and we're in a really busy main road in East Dunbartonshire. So we have to have at least two parents or two helpers to help us to get the kids to go anywhere. So if we can do outdoor learning in Mayor's Den, you can do it anywhere. I think you first of all need to start by leaving your classroom and going into the playground and trying things that you might do in the classroom, but just go outside with your classroom and try them in the playground. I think that's a starting point. If you're feeling a bit more adventurous and you want to get out of the school grounds and go and look in local forests and things like that, the Forestry Commission website has loads of resources on it with ideas, things for topic that you can do. But also on the Scottish National Heritage website, there's a document called Beyond the Boundary. And that's really a document. It's a kind of PDF help guide to help you to find local green space. And it also talks about risk assessment and all the difficulties that kind of go with taking a class out of the school grounds. I was part of a team that worked with SNH to write this document. And basically you go on it and you click your way through it, and anything you need information on this document kind of leads you to all the areas of where you might find your local green space or how you risk assess this situation or whatever it is. And I think really you have to not be scared of it. That's the big thing is, you know, the kids will have a good time if they're outside. And it's all about just you trying to be confident to go and just give it a go. And actually, if things don't work, that's okay, because in the classroom you do things and things don't work. So you evaluate that and you think, how can I do that differently next time? And it's really just the exact same with being outside. So the Forestry Commission website is great for ideas for how to get outside, but the Scottish National Heritage website, and particularly a document called Beyond the Boundary, that's a really good one for if you're a bit unsure of kind of where to start or where to go.
And what about for yourself? You know, you've spoken there, Alistair, about taking on Spanish. But in terms of outdoor learning or your practice in general, what are you going to be trying out in the coming months or the forthcoming school session?
Well, that's funny you ask, because I've actually just booked a trip. So we're going to Balmaha, just outside Loch Lomond, for a school trip in June. Hopefully the weather will be good. I'm hoping to get Plant Life involved in our trip. They are a really good company that come out and they do a lot of talking with kids about plants, because I think sometimes people and children in general can sort of have a feeling that plants aren't that exciting. But I went on a course last year called the Dirty Teachers Weekend. Just a couple of friends kind of organised a thing, and we all went away and did outdoor learning stuff, and we met some people from Plant Life, and they were really enthusiastic about getting them involved for lessons. So I'm going to try to get Plant Life involved at school. I also want to try to take children to Inchicarach, which is one of the islands on Loch Lomond. I'd like to go there because it's an untouched kind of island in terms of there's not been trees cut down and things like that on it, and it's very kind of what Scotland would have been like, you know, thousands of years ago. So we'd like to kind of go and explore that and just try to use the outdoors as much as I can through trips, or maybe it's just going out into my playground. But it's just really encouraging staff to get involved in outdoor learning. I've been actually asked to lead some outdoor learning CPD this year as part of the council, so that'll be exciting for me to be involved in as well. So yeah, just anything I can do really to get the kids working outside.
Alistair, thank you so much for taking time out this evening or late afternoon, after I'm sure what will have been a busy day for you. So I really appreciate you giving us a flavour of your practice, and I'm sure many of us would love to have been in your classes as younger students, or to have our own children working with you in your school. It does sound really exciting and incredible to see that you're always focused on improving things and taking things forward. So best wishes with everything that you do, Alistair, and we'd love to invite you onto the show again in the future to hear some more.